for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
My 33 was looking good there for a little while. 12-8, 80, plays 15-11, 101. Final quarter, thanks to Harvey Norman, Cryo and Warren Ponds.
It's been quite an entertaining game, hasn't it? There have been plenty of goals, some really nice goals as well. Plenty of goal of the day contenders, Kingy.
It's opened up since half-time.
Yeah, the story of the day obviously will be 5 goals to Tom Hawkins in game 2.
Who is chairing Tom Hawkins?
Well, they've actually apparently organised some sort of scissor lift, a mobile scissor lift to come in.
Is that why Zach Smith was put into the side?
Harry Taylor and Joel Selwood, I reckon.
They've actually got Brett Spinks back to do the job, so he's a big fella. He might be able to do the job. Out of the middle, Swans will go forward again off the boot of Hewitt, a high ball to centre half forward, and Blakey will win a free kick. In fact, it's going to go to Henry. And Blakey suggests...
That's bizarre.
What's that for?
It's for a shepherd.
So O'Connor wants to draw a man. He does. It's Kelly, and Kelly just slips it wide, and the Cats will see this clock out now. Colajasny marks on the half-back line. He chips it down the line. He's got Parsons, who's been good at this second half, it must be said. A maligned Cat, but he was very quiet in the first half, but has certainly lifted in the second to provide something. He just goes down the line. He wants Hawkins. He can't mark, but he finds it at ground level. Round the corner, inside forward 50. Who's there? Blitz after his work forward. The ball will sit for him. Will he handball back? He does to Atkins. Atkins will bob. He'll bob. He'll dazzle. He'll razzle. He'll kick a goal from the top of the square. He sold some candy. It was a Willy Wonka sort of arrangement. And on the stroke of the final siren, the Cats get the chocolates. And they win by 27 points.
So a 27-point win for the Cats. They get it done. 16-11, 107 to 12-8, 80. Tom Hawkins with 5 goals in game 250, the star, and he might just well be the Steamatic standout. Lee Brown to decide on that, of course. Steamatic, great supporters of K-Rock football, and he might have won the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, you would think, as well, with these 5 goals, while at the other end, Sam Reed, just the one behind, and spending some time in the ruck. 14-4, the Cats, and their win-loss sequence, or loss-win sequence, since the bye continues, but they have got the 4 points in the bank. Tom Hawkins, Channel 7, here he is.
Tonight. Yeah, look, we wanted to come and play well on the road. Our form hasn't been as great as we would like the last sort of month, but I thought we showed some really pleasing signs today. The way we defended really well, the way we were able to get some really good looks in attack, I thought it was a really even team performance. We'll enjoy this one.
Hey, you're a pretty big unit. Who's going to carry you off the ground? Who's got the task?
I don't know, old mate on the left here might, but Joel is tough. Mitchie Duncan, Harry Taylor, three of the guys that I've played a lot of footy with, so Mark Blitzars as well. So I don't know, whoever wants to, if they don't want to, I won't be offended slightly, a little bit, but no, super win, and we love playing milestone games, and I thought they were fantastic today, my teammates.
Hey, thanks for your time, and good luck for the rest of the year. Right?
Gilbert McAdam there speaking with Tom Hawkins. 5 goals in game 250. Now has 545 for his career. It's been brought to my attention. I think once he gets to 549, he goes inside the top 50 all time for goals kicked, which is a wonderful achievement. Taylor and Selwood, you'd think, are the two, but we're a bit skew-whiffed. Harry's a bit taller than Joel in terms of the lift.
I think they've done it before, Kingy, in his other milestone game. So, yeah, there might be a little bit skew-whiff there, but what a game he played. He probably should have kicked 7 or 8. He missed a couple of marks. He missed one down the goal square, left the screen, and there's a couple on the lead that just slipped through his mitts. But he's kicked 5. He probably should have ended up with 7 or 8.
Happy to take your calls, Cat fans. 52-232-955. Of course, you can put yourself in the draw, not only for the City to Serve Solar Caller of the Year, the solar panel package to the value of $7,000 to be drawn on, of course, grand final days. Chris Scott on
around the rotation cap. We thought Sydney were over it, but it was for a concussion sub, so they're just explaining the vagaries of that rule.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate that.
No worries, Gilbert.
Chris Scott and Gilbert McAdam, of course, teammates at the Brisbane Bears back in the
1990, so there must have been, and just looking at that, Ben, on your Curse High stat sheet, that both teams hit their cap with the interchanges.
Just checking that, Kiggy.
So Chris got apparently raised concern. Is that, not, you know, just, I don't know your stat sheet well, but is that 90 beside the score on
I think that is, Kiggy, but I'm not 100% sure. I think you might be right. That could be 90. I'll check them all out.
Yeah, just on the replay screen while you guys were commentating really well that last bit of the quarter, the umpire was down on the boundary, the emergency umpire, just sorting a few things out. So that's obviously the question.
How good's this? The Swans have come over. Obviously, they are well away from their race. Their race is at the half-forward flank at the southern end of the ground. The Cats are in the forward pocket at the northern end. But the Swans co-captains have said, look, come on, boys, let's go and honour a champion in game 250. So a nice touch from the Sydney Swans. They'll be part of a guard of honour. As Tim Kelly speaking with Gilbert McAdam.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the difference, you know, from the last few weeks. Been down for a bit, and yeah, it's good for us to bounce back and good on, to play well as well.
Good on you, brother. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Gilbert McAdam and Tim Kelly. So he's been carried from the field. Who's been given the honour of lifting Tom Hawkins?
Harry Taylor and Joel Selwood.
As we would have expected. So Hawkins... At what stage do they go, you're a little bit too heavy here, Tom?
About 10 metres ago.
We need to let you go. So the Swans will trudge off towards their rooms. The Cats will head down into their room. So will Jeff Smith, and we'll catch up with him shortly, hopefully with one of the victorious Cats, as some of the Cats fan out into the crowd with some signed footies. But game 250 is a win for Tom Hawkins. He kicks five goals. 5-2, 2-3-2, 9-5-5. The KFC Family Burger Box to give away. And happy to take your calls, Cat fans, on what was a solid performance in front of 32,911 people at the SCG. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Plenty to get through here from the Sydney Cricket Ground, where the Cats have picked up win number 14 of season 2019. Thanks to Warra Lilly, your number one ticket holder. This is Live Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
Australia joins the world for the biggest talent search on the planet. This is Australia's Got Talent. With acts that will shock you.
Oh my God!
And amazing talent.
This is unbelievable.
Expect the unexpected. Australia's Got Talent starts tonight at 7 on 7.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warra Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Just told Brownie that I'd called the last quarter with a migraine, and he decided that a massage was probably something to take the pain away. That hurt. St John O'Connor Hospital.
Got to get the thumbs in to get the knot out, Kingy. Really loosen you up.
Oh, jeebus.
I'll give you a little chop-chop later.
Oh, that doesn't tickle. Signature Home, City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter. Happy to take your calls. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. At K-Rock Football, you can tweet us as well using the hashtag AFL Cats, Swans Cats for this one. We've just posed the question out to the K-Rock family on Twitter. And just wanted to know your thoughts, Cat fans. Some of them are just starting to roll through. Ali, better tackling and more pressure around the ball. Would you agree, Lee Brown, for Goddings?
I would in that second half, absolutely. The intensity lifted and they're able to turn over the ball. I talk about it a lot, but the more you can turn over the ball in the front half of your ground, the more you, the less time, I guess, the opposition has time to set up their defence. And we saw that with the Cats in the second half, where they were really able to hit the scoreboard and get the game flowing.
Supercoach GOAT Joel Selwood was huge. We'll go through his numbers very shortly for Kerr's Hire. Don Lee, nice win for Tom Hawkins, 250th. Paddy Cleary, second half was very pleasing. The Tips Man, good win on the road. Yes, it was. And who? We spoke about the Tips Man. Thomas Moody, good, just an okay win against a team that we don't have a great record against. Plenty of things to tighten up on and room for improvement. The Cats like the SCG. They had a good win here last year in a low-scoring, inaccurate scrap. Mark Bishop, our forward pressure, has returned. Chris Manning, great call. Tuning in from Port Moresby, too good, the big man. What a champion. Yeah, he is a champion. 5 goals. Is his career going to be Hall of Fame, as in Australian Football Hall of Fame?
You would have thought he'd be right in that mix, wouldn't you? I'm not sure of the credentials.
Two premierships. Really
sure, yeah, two premierships.
He'll end up with more than 600 goals.
Has he got a Coleman?
He hasn't got a Coleman.
Might have been the thing that tipped him over, but two premierships, so they get another one this year.
Yeah. Darren Gilmore just got the ball down there and T-Bone finished it off. Casper, our best performance since the bye. Chris has joined us on the line. Thanks for your call, Chris.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Great call today. I thought Dangerfield played good, so did Duncan, and so did Tommy Hawkins in his 250th game. He played absolutely sensational, he did.
Yeah, he was brilliant. 5 goals. Those numbers for Joel Selwood today, probably the number that doesn't... you go, 24 possessions, Benny, but just with the other stuff that he does, the smothers, the one percenters.
Yeah, we had 9 touches in the second quarter when Geelong needed a response at quarter time after being outplayed in that first quarter. He ended up with 24, 20 of those were effective, 13 contested, 3 clearances, 1 goal and 5 tackles. Interestingly too, his brother Scott, I thought, played reasonably well, found a little bit of the footy, he had 23 touches himself, a little rusty with his disposal, but you probably expect that, he's given he's been so long out of the senior team, but he ended up with 3 clearances as well, kicked a goal, had 3 tackles, and he had a couple inside 50, so reasonable first up effort in senior football for Scott Selwood.
Absolutely. Rachel's joined us. Rachel, thanks for your call.
Good afternoon. Very good call in today. It was a very good game. Congratulations on Tommy Hawkins on his 250th. And they really played well. I like the way James Parsons played today in the second half.
What were James Parsons' numbers? Thank you for your call, Rachel.
Well, I can tell you that he's ended up the game with 18 possessions, which doesn't sound good when you just read that out as a singular figure in
across
4 quarters. Yeah, that's okay. But he had 7 in the third quarter and he had 6 in the final quarter. So 13 of his 18 possessions were after halftime, and he certainly had a bit of an influence around the ground. He had a couple of clearances. He did kick a nice goal and a couple of tackles. So he did enough. He plays on the edge though, James Parsons. He needs to play like that every week and to provide something for the Cats, because plenty of players are nipping at his heels to take his place.
Do Tui and Rowan come straight back in after being managed?
So, well, I don't think that Rowan's been managed. Your manager bloke is out of form, been out of form for 6 or 7 weeks. So,
is Tui in great nick either?
No, he hasn't been in great nick. So they've got a decision to make, the Cats, because they travel across the continent now to play Frio. So they certainly do have a decision to make. On that side that played tonight, I'm not sure who you would take out. All the players who had relatively quiet first halves lifted in the second half. So it's it's a good dilemma to have. Geelong have got a pretty good injury-free list, which helps. So their dilemma is who to pick. They've got to find the right
place to
pick.
Does Minigol play next week?
Well, Minigol is another one. I mean, he only played 1 VFL game. They might like to give him 1 more in the VFL. But, they've got some quandaries.
He's going to Perth, Minigol.
And there are good quandaries. So
Buse is probably the one, Benny, for Tui. He had a bit of a quieter first quarter. Or first half, and Ronk got a bit of the footy.
Jordan's joined us on the line. Thanks for your call, Jordan.
How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Fire away.
Guys, I just wanted to say, I thought Geelong actually played exceptionally well. For a ground they're not that familiar with, I thought they used the ball well, and it was absolutely fantastic to see Joel Selwood go ballistic today. I think that was his best game for the year.
Yeah, good call, Jordan. He was really good. His ball use in particular was great. And I mentioned earlier just a few moments ago that he really lifted in the second quarter. He had 9 touches in the second quarter when Geelong needed a bit of a spark, and he was able to provide it. And look, he's the sort of player that, while others are maybe finding the grind of a season tough, the longer it goes, the better he'll get. And Joel Selwood in form for the Cats come finals is a massive asset. That's a really good call.
We think he'd be a little bit fresher too, boys, come the back end of the year than in previous years, because he hasn't been in the middle of that hustle and bustle and getting his body bashed around so much after spending more time on the wing this year.
There's a real hunger when he does go in there though, isn't there? You can just see it in his eye.
He loves it.
He knows he has to come out, but he knows that when he goes in, he can go nuts.
It's go time.
Game 288 this afternoon for him, which means his sixth all-time at the Cats, equal with Peter Riccardi.
Might be able to get a bit of KFC for Jordan. Is he still on the line?
Yeah, Jordan will be in the running for the KFC. We'll award that at the end of our broadcast, Benny. But thank you for alerting me to the family burger box. We're not too far away from catching up, hopefully, with Sava Radigalia. Will join us downstairs with Jeff Smith. Just on the tweets at KROQ Football, you can give us a call too. 52232955. Andrew Daly, much better cohesion there, much better passing to the forward line, looked like a much better all-round effort. Next week will be the true test, though. Consistency is what we need. That's a very good point. What else have you got? Where are we listening from?
Yeah, Brian at BShave78 is listening from Toronto in Canada. So he's a Cat fan. He's up and about. God knows what time it is in Toronto, Canada. But Brian is listening. So... And Boss thus suggesting at Matt Boss suggesting Jordan Clark rising. So I think he's already got a rising.
I'm talking about him. I think he's talking about for the season.
Oh, yeah, look.
There's a bloke called Walsh Stack.
Yeah, I think Sammy Walsh has got the rising star sewn up. But
you saw him yesterday, Sammy
Walsh.
Yeah,
he was 30 touches again. He's just an absolute star. But Jordan Clark, yeah, look, he's had a fantastic. What I like too is that he's holding his form. I mean, he's not starring, but he's holding his form. And that's difficult to do for a first-year player.
I don't think he's 19 yet, Sammy, either. If he is, he's just turned it, which is incredible that he's holding his own the way he is in his first season. Jordan Clark's having a ripping year as well. So Jordan Clark with the Rising Star nomination. Grant Myers with one. Charlie Constable's an interesting one, whether we will see Charlie Constable again in season 2019 or not. It seems like his card might be marked and he's spending some time in the VFL. 52232955. Happy to take your calls. Also off the KFC Twitter at KROQ Football. Much better second half. Look closer to our pre-buy form. Kelly Hawk was huge. Kelly keeps churning out top-class performances. Daz Broncos, any win on the road is good. Part one of two road trips complete. Great for Tomahawk to get a handful in 250. Pressure better. Some lost players getting some mojo back. Things to build on. Go Cats. Good to hear from you, Daz, and glad that you are back safely in the US of A. Adrian Mancini listed after quarter-time pressure and endeavour back. Great for Tomahawk. Damo B, nice to see some hunger back. Good win. Congrats, Tom Hawkins, on game 250.
Just quickly too, Kingy, massive upset brewing on the Gold Coast. Bombers trail by 21 points, 51 playing 30. It's 8-3 playing 4-6. That is about 7 minutes gone in the third quarter. So the Gold Coast Suns by 21 over the Bombers.
Can they hold on is the big question. That would just throw... Well, everybody expected the Bombers to go up there and win that and consolidate inside the top eight, but just proves in this competition that anything can happen, and right now that anything is happening up on the Gold Coast. So just to give you an idea, the Cats percentage, it actually dropped by 0.1 despite the win by 27 points. They are a game clear, so they are now 3 games and 13% clear of the GWS Giants with 4 rounds to play. So barring a complete meltdown, the Cats are going to finish with the double chance. They are basically locked into that. Who they play in the first week of the finals is going to be the big talking point. There's some big games of footy to come. The Cats have got, obviously, the trip to Perth and then, obviously, North Melbourne and Brisbane and Carlton to finish. But, gee, that Richmond-Brisbane game in the last round, that is shaping as some sort of game of football.
Well, the Richmond-West Coast game as well will be an absolute cracker.
Can only be one of four teams they can play, isn't it?
In the
first final?
Can still play Collingwood.
Collingwood, they dropped down to six, didn't they?
And if Essendon were to win, they potentially could play Essendon as well. So there, that is wide open.
I'll leave
fifth
the
quarter
stats to you, King.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Signature Homes, Gary and Gilda Watts and the team on Fine Street in South Geelong. Of course, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. 52232955. Happy to take your calls. We'll take a break, come back, and hopefully on the other side of this, speaking with Sava Radigalia, who's down in the rooms with Jeff Smith. We'll be catching up with him to have a chat as the Cats mark a 27-point win in Tom Hawkins' 250th game. Thanks to Warrilili, our number one ticket holder. This is Live Breathe, KROQ Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
KROQ Football, back in minutes.
KROQ!
Get up weekday mornings with Tom and Sarah Marie for breakfast.
Go, go, go!
We are
now joined in the studio by Brad Johnson. Sarah Murray, you'll be so proud of me. I was on Twitter last night and there was a lot of people saying that Scotty got completely out-coached by Alistair Clarkson. But there was some suggestion that maybe Chris Scott had taken the last month off and they've just had Brad Scott in there coaching the Cats.
So you're and we're confusing Brad's, them like
are you,
Hemsworth.
Are you saying Brad's no good?
Well, I'm just saying what I read on Twitter, mate.
Fresh Daily with Tom and Sarah Murray. Subscribe to their podcast now at krock.com.au. You can't get enough of me. Build your own home for the same as you pay in rent with Home Buyer Centre. Visit homebuyers.com.au.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mold cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Back here at the SCG, the Cats by 27 points, 16-11, 107 to 12-8, 80 over the Sydney Swans. The Cats now 14-4 ahead of a trip to Perth to take on the Dockers at Optus Stadium. Now, a majority of the Cats will be heading to Perth tonight. The Cats have a couple of days off before resuming training on Wednesday, and Carrick Football will be there covering training both Wednesday and Friday. So we will keep you across all the information out of the West to do with the men in the navy blue and white hoops. Earlier today, Western Bulldogs 16-17-113, Freo 9-12-66, although that win has been marred by news that Dale Morris has suffered what is a suspected anterior cruciate ligament rupture. He's come back from basically a similar injury, and that means probably career over for the man who is 36. He's been a Warrior in the number 38, but it looks like we may have seen him at AFL level for the last time. And up at Metricon Stadium, Benny, well, an upset potentially on the cards. Gold Coast, who have battled very badly in recent weeks, have pulled away from the Bombers.
And they led by 27 points, so alarm bells for the Bombers who have just kicked four goals.
We're not too far away from catching up with Asava Radigalia, who is about to put the headphones on. Jeff Smith is down with him, of course, riding the boundary for Pettis suspension. Smithy, come on in. You've got Sav.
Yeah, we've got Sav. Mate, you've just come out of a team meeting. How did it go? What did Chris Scott have to say?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, well, we got the flight to Perth straight from Sydney, so pretty much just making sure our bodies are right. But, no, he was just proud of us. We came into this game wanting to get the win for Hawkey. So, yeah, it was all positive.
And for you, mate, we saw you limp off there in the last quarter. Everything okay?
Yeah, all good, mate. I just I was on the ground and someone stepped on my ankle while I was on the ground. So just a bit of a knock, but got through and I was fine.
Sav Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Well done this afternoon. Do you feel on your own personal form that you're just finding your feet?
Yeah, that's it. I'm finding my feet, mate. I'm starting to feel a bit more confident in the air and jumping at the ball and timing it a bit better. So, yeah, I mean, as long as I'm doing that, I'm pretty happy with myself, and I know my teammates are pretty happy with me. So as long as I'm doing that, I think I'm playing all right.
Your teammates weren't helping you out early. You took a couple of nice grabs and you had to give the footy up.
Yeah, I know, that's it. Yeah, I was probably furious at the start, but it's all good. As long as we got the win, mate.
Asava, you're very much a young man in terms of your footy development. Today was just your 21st game of AFL footy. You mentioned there just sort of, is it for you, do you measure yourself in terms of your output on your impact in terms of competitiveness? Is that the key for you at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, yes. It's and like I'll talk to Corey Enright a couple of times a week and we'll just go through our game, and it'd be the number of contests I do get to and compete in. At the moment, I'm just trying to just set up at certain spots where like I'm not out of the contest and where I can be, I'm able to create a contest and jump with the ball. So at the moment, it's not so much leading and running out and tickling. It's just being able to, yeah, jump with the ball and have a good fly at the ball.
And I know when you came into footy, obviously your aerobic capacity, as it is for most young players, is something that you've had to work on. How's that coming along? How much fitter are you now than when you first arrived at the footy club?
Yeah, I am a lot fitter. I mean, I can be probably a lot fitter at this time of the year, though, but it's a bit hard being in the middle of the season. But, yeah, that's probably the main thing that I had to work on when I did come to my footy. Come to the football club, sorry. Yeah, my fitness and my strength. I have put on a few kilos, so it's probably just trying to get that managed and make sure my fitness is going at the same speed as my strength.
And some players, particularly when they're playing forward, they don't like going into the ruck. The man who played his 250th game today spent some time in the ruck many years ago, and it really wasn't his go. Do you relish being able to throw yourself into the ruck and the physical aspect of being a ruckman when you're thrown in there?
Yeah, I do love the ruck. I mean, it does get me in the game a lot more than when I'm in the forward line. I mean, if I am not getting it as much, or the ball's not coming down, it does give me a chance to get in the ball and just be around the contest. But I do get a lot of my confidence out of the ruck and being in that contest and just my follow-up work in my ground balls. So, yeah, I do like the ruck.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Speaking with catch youngster Asava Radigalia. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Sav, well done on your game today and the win for Tom Hawkins. Can you take us into the rooms at halftime? You probably weren't playing the best footy as a group. You came in at halftime even on the scoreboard, but really bounced out of the blocks after halftime. What was the message? What was Chris Scott's halftime chat about?
Yeah, mate, it was pretty much just get the ball forward. I think we were just playing around with it way too much in our half back. And, yeah, it was just pretty much get that ball forward. And there were times when we were moving it a little bit too quick, and it was just about getting our forwards to set up and then moving them forward. So as long as we did that, we were looking very dangerous. So I guess that was the biggest thing that we needed to change going in the second half.
And was there a little change after quarter time in your forward setup? I thought the way they moved the ball into you guys, they started to lower their eyes and you guys started getting better positions and hit the scoreboard more consistently.
Sorry, you broke up a bit there.
Sorry, mate. After quarter time, you seemed to reset your forward line and from the midfield, they started to lower your eyes and look for you a little bit more with those hit-ups.
Yeah, I think it was just about us getting Rampy and Alier out of the game as much as we could. I mean, they were playing a lot off us and flying at the ball and backing themselves in. So as long as we played them really deep and got good leads at the ball, we were happy. So just pretty much just stopping them from playing their game.
Asava, you still got the bachelor pad there in Geelong. You're still living with, I think you're living with Quentin Narkle and Brandon Parford. Are you still with those boys?
No, I've moved out. I've bought my own place in Highton. So
you've gone solo, have you?
Yeah, I have gone solo at the moment.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's going all right. I mean, Brandon taught me a few things on how to cook and just keep tidy a bit. Quinton's hopeless. He didn't teach me much, but it's good living by myself.
Have you got a dog?
No, I don't have a dog.
So it's just you?
Just me. I do want to get people in renting off me soon, but I'm pretty happy with myself. I mean, I moved straight out of home with three housemates, so it'd be good just to have a bit of time.
So you're just enjoying your own downtime?
Yeah, that's it.
And you've got the big flight to Perth, obviously, tonight, so you get there, and then you got a couple of days off. Is it the next couple of days, or when do you have the days off?
Yeah, we'll have tomorrow off. So they've told us to not set any alarms and get as much sleep as you can. Our body clocks would be, I don't know, up until about 2 or 3 in the morning. So, just sleep in as much as you can. And tomorrow just be a really downtime. A few boys are going down to the water, things like that. But the next day after that is probably when we start getting serious.
So you're only a young fella. Who's likely to get out tomorrow with the top off down there and just sort of strut around? Who looks at themselves and they bypass the mirror there?
Jeez, let me think. I'll throw... Mark Blitzarv's under the bus. He loves checking himself out. So, and he'd probably say the same thing about me. So there you go.
You've got to get the guns out every now and then. You can't do it at Geelong in the middle of winter.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the specialty when you're cooking at home, Sav?
I do like there's a few stir fries. I like to cook curries, stews. At the moment, I'm probably just going very brief and just cooking up steaks and veggies. throwing some veg in the roast and pretty easy stuff at the moment.
Just keeping it simple,
Sam. Yes,
do your family get to watch you play much?
Yeah, they do, they do. It's good now that I have my own place. They come down to Geelong a lot and they'll stay and camp with me, but yeah, they do try and come down to Geelong as much as they can, and they do go to all the games in Melbourne as well.
We can sense the enthusiasm in your voice. You're obviously a young fella. You're really enthusiastic about your footy. You've got a smile on your face. Is the footy environment and the cut and thrust of footy obviously really agrees with you? You're really loving your time at Geelong?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I've been so lucky to come to such a great club, and ever since I stepped into the doors, I've just enjoyed my time, and I love the people here, and I pretty much just can't wait for the future, and I do see myself staying here for a very long time anyway.
Can we just ask you one little one? You mentioned that you love going into the ruck. Do you feel you'll be a forward, or do you feel that you're in that pinch hit ruck, or do you feel that you could one day — we had Brad Ottens on last week and he suggested that one day potentially you could be a number one ruckman?
Oh yeah, it's hard to say at the moment. I mean, I do enjoy playing both. I just try and chip in as much as I can in the ruck. I mean, probably at the moment my strength and my craft isn't there at the moment in the ruck, and I'm trying to gain a lot more as a forward, and I do train a lot more as a forward at the moment. But I mean, I would like to see myself playing a lot more in the ruck anyway in the future.
Well, Sav, we really appreciate your time. Well done on your performance this afternoon. Enjoy the warm climes of Perth, and we look forward to seeing you over there for the clash with the Dockers.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Sav Radigalia joining us downstairs with Jeff Smith. Of course, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar.
Well spoken.
Oh, he's
young
a ripper.
Man, isn't he? Quite humble. I think the guys really enjoy his company. He's an enthusiastic kid, and he comes to the footy club with a smile. And he's football-wise, Brownie, he's athletically does some things that most players can't do. And we're just scratching the surface in terms of fans watching him play of what he can do. And I mean, even today, he's only had the 10 possessions, but he had an influence on the game, and that's, you know, something to be said. Hopefully in time — I mentioned that he's still only just turned 21 and he's only playing his 21st game of footy — by the time he's got 70 or 80 games under his belt as maybe 24-25 year old, he is going to be something to stop up forward.
He is, and Kingy mentioned in the first couple of questions there that, you know, he took some really strong marks, just got a free kick against his teammates. So love the way he jumps at the ball. He's one of the most exciting ones coming through, I would say. You're right, Benny. He only had 10 touches, but his influence was much bigger than that.
City to Serve Solar, Geelong Solar Power and Energy Efficiency Specialists, Essington Street in Grovedale. And, of course, our Caller of the Year will be awarded on Grand Final Day 2019. And our Caller of today, the KFC Family Burger Box, to the value of $26.95 on your way home. Swing into one of KFC's 7 locations around Geelong and the Surf Coast. Jordan, great call he made a little bit earlier. So, Jordan, thank you for your call. And thanks to all our callers on 52232955.
He's down there, Sav, after his interview. He came up to the race to do the interview. He's having photos galore down there with some adoring fans who are
getting mobbed,
getting around him, and he's just smiling from ear to ear.
Well, that's fantastic. Ben, let's have a look at some Kerr's Hire stats and also AFL Fantasy. Of course, AFL Fantasy Football powered by Telstra. If you could do that for us before we go into our steamatic standout and look at our Geelong insurance brokers head-to-head.
Yeah, just a quick pot of history, Kingy. The Cats had 21 more disposals. They had 25 more marks. They had 18 more clearances, so they comprehensively won the clearances, as you would expect with Zach Smith. Zach Smith only had 7 hit-outs to advantage. He won the hit-outs 35-10. Out of the middle, the clearances were 15-12. Geelong scored 3 goals from there. Sorry, Geelong scored 2 goals, 2 from their 15 clearances. The Swans scored 3 goals from their centre clearances. So Geelong overall won the clearances comprehensively. They also smacked the Swans in contested possession. We heard Brownie say pre-game that Geelong had dropped off in contested possession. Today they were plus 30,
wow.
162-132. Time of possession went 48% to the Cats, 38% to Sydney. Geelong only ended up with 3 more inside 50s. It was 51 playing 48 there. The tackle count, Sydney won that 70-58, and Geelong had 8 more turnovers. Individually, Kelly ended with 31, Duncan had 26, Dangerfield 25, Joel Selwood, who potentially might be the steamatic standout, he had 24, 20 of those were effective. Scotty Selwood in his first game for season 2019 had 23. Ablett was enormous after halftime. He really struggled, which is something we don't say too often. Gary Ablett in the first half, I think he had 3 effective disposals in the first half. He ended up with 21 possessions for the game. and he was really good. Parsons lifted, we mentioned him, and Tommy Hawkins in game 250, 17 possessions, 7 marks, 15 contested. He had 3 inside 50s, and he kicked 5 goals too. And should be said that Blitzarves was really good too after halftime. He certainly was a rock down back. For the Swans, Parker 29, Joey Kennedy 28, Hewitt 27, Mills at 26, Rampy 25, Lloyd 25. Dawson, I reckon Dawson, he's a star of the future.
Yep.
Jordan Dawson.
That goal.
Yeah, he's got some serious tricks. He's just smooth. 17 possessions, 3 goals. Heaney kicked a couple of cracking goals. He kicked 3 from 15 touches. And Ronk, just he was a late inclusion, Ronk, for Ollie Florent. Just didn't have his kicking boots on. He kicked 2 goals, 4 from 13 possessions. Probably could have easily kicked 4 or 5.
That one that he missed down the other end, that would have brought the margin back to 1 point.
That was a sitter.
Yep. And it sort of the game, you know, there's moments in a game, and that was one of those where you go, geez. And if he finishes with 4 goals too, we're potentially talking about a different result this afternoon as well. So margin was 27 in the end. Thank you for that, Benny. Tom Papley wouldn't have been held to 4 disposals very often in his career. So it was a great lockdown job that the Cats did defensively
O'Connor,
on him.
O'Connor was fantastic on him. He did a tremendous job.
Wombat Gully Plant Farm matchup. That was Geelong Insurance Brokers. We had the head-to-head, and it's fair to say, looking at the two key forwards, Sam Reed has obviously had to fill in as the man up forward. He's kicked 25 goals this year. He was coming off 3 goals against Fremantle last week. But for Geelong Insurance Brokers, that matchup with Tom Hawkins could only go one way.
Yes, it did, Kingy. It only went one way for Geelong Insurance Brokers. Reed had 8 disposals, only kicked the 1 point, didn't take a mark all day. And obviously up the other end, as Benny rattled off, 17 disposals, 7 marks and 5 goals too for the big Tomahawk in his 250th. Easily got the chocolates in that one.
And Geelong Insurance Brokers, of course, covering Geelong for 25 years with all types of general business and life insurance. We move on to the Steamatic standout. Who was your Steamatic standout for this evening?
I know a couple of the midfielders had some fantastic days in Selwood and Kelly and Dangerfield, but for me, rising on the occasion, or his own occasion really, his 250th, Tom Hawkins, he, as we mentioned, 17 disposals, 5 goals, 7 marks, could have easily kicked 7 or 8 today, Kingy. He missed an easy one down in the goal square, and also missed a couple of set shots, and he had a big day and really owned Dane Rampy today, which you can't say very often.
5 goals too this afternoon. Tom Hawkins, game 250, the Steamatic standout. Don't panic, call Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Jeff Smith is back from the Geelong rooms. St John of God Hospital with our injury updates. It was a fairly quiet day on the injury front, Smithy.
Yeah, no concerns.
Hang on, we might just wait to turn you on. Davey's just finding the button. Davey's going to have to just sort something out here.
Debunk.
Just pushing in a couple of cables, making sure he's hitting the right spot. No love this time. Davey's just got to flick around with a couple of things. He's going to throw him in Brownie's headset. There we go. We got you now. Hello, Smithy.
Hello, guys. Good to be up here. Not a lot warmer up here. All good on the injury front. The only concern was Radigalea, who we just spoke to then, just said he had a bit of a stomp on his foot in the last quarter, and he's all good. So good signs for them heading over to Perth.
Good stuff. Hey, really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for coming on board and helping us out as our Pettis suspension boundary rider. Done a wonderful job. And
good work.
We'll see you if we're back in Sydney. We might have to roll back in for a final involving the Giants. So keep the phone lines open and Benny might be in touch.
Thanks, guys. Really enjoyed it. Cheers.
Yeah, Jeff Smith joining us there from Fox Sports here in Sydney and joining the K-Rock team this afternoon, looking after our Pettis suspension boundary rider, Graham and Mandy Crofts and the team. Benny, what's happening up at Metricon? It's tightened up.
Yeah, Essendon have hit back. The margin now back to 4 points. So the Dons have kicked the last 5 goals. I think they were 3 goals and they're now 8. So it's 8-8-56 playing 9-6-60, 4 points of difference, and that game is very close to three-quarter time.
Thank you for that. Earlier today, the Bulldogs by 47 points over the Dockers to draw level with Adelaide on 36 points and, well, stay well and truly in the hunt. The Bulldogs and Adelaide actually play each other in the final round of the year. Benny, you've got our goal of the day and our Hamlin hanger of the afternoon.
I have, Kingy. We might start Bryza back there at HQ with our goal of the day. We had plenty of highlights today. It was a relatively high-scoring affair, given some games in this season have been a little dour, but there were some goals kicked. There were some nice marks taken. And we had to wait till the fourth quarter for both our highlights this afternoon. And we'll start with a goal of the day. And it was produced by an up-and-coming star for the Sydney Swans, Jordan Dawson.
Sends it inside 50. Heaney the fly had to play spoiler. Dawson, wonderful take, front of the pack. Step through one, step through two, step through three, and kicked one of the goals of the year. That is outstanding from Jordan Dawson.
That was a great goal. He dummied three times there. He sold candy and three cat players.
Was it a goal?
Yeah, it might have hit the post, and Jordan Dawson's reaction suggested it might have hit the post. There was a review, and as usual, you could not tell a thing.
Oh, so, I actually think that vision told us something, that it did hit the post.
Well,
the trajectory of the ball changed.
Well, the umpire didn't think, because he paid it a goal. He went with the umpire's call, and the umpire adjudicated that it was a sausage roll. Anyway, it's in the scorebook, and they won't be changing that. There is no column for how. And our mark of the day, our Hamlin hanger. It went to a young cat who wears the number 6. And Sydney had made a little bit of a charge. Geelong needed a goal just to steady the ship. And at the 7-8 minute mark of the fourth term, Jordan Clark took our Hamlin hanger of the day. Seal the deal for his team. He comes in. He's hit that really, really well. Top of the square, Clark! Hamlin hanger contender from Clark! He went back from half a metre out and kicked the goal, and the Cats were home in what was a reasonably solid effort from Geelong after a wonky start.
Hamlin hanger, of course. Hamlin, proudly Geelong owned and operated, building itself an outstanding reputation for functional, beautifully finished homes. That is Carrick Football for round 19. Thanks to everybody who's got involved this afternoon. Thanks to all our wonderful supporters of K-Rock Football. Thank you to Routley's for half-time, of course. If you fancy your Routley's pie, of course you do. It's a silly question. You always fancy your Routley's pie. We're going to get out of here. We're going to say thank you to Brian, who's done a wonderful job. Kept the wash up on track and looked after us here this afternoon. We're back Friday night. Final game at Marvel for the year for us. North Melbourne and Hawthorn Friday night. Saturday from the special time of 3 o'clock. The Cats and the Dockers from Optus Stadium. And then, of course, Sunday from midday, Collingwood and Gold Coast. Thank you to Davey Collins. He's done a wonderful job.
Thanks, Keith.
Time to head home.
Yes, please.
On the big bird. Thanks to Jeff Smith from Fox in
Good
Sydney.
Work from Jeff Smith Motors.
Motors. Just down the road from Rex Corral. Benny?
Yeah, thank you, Lionsman. Thank you, Ball Boys.
Lee Brown, when are we seeing you again?
I think in Brisbane, boys. I think I have another road trip with you fellas.
Woo-hoo. Looking forward to that trek up to the Sunshine State. That'll be a big game for the Cats. But they've got a couple to get through between now and then. It's off to Perth. We'll be over there covering training, carrickfootball.com.au. You will have all the latest news out of the Cats camp in the lead up to what will be a crucial clash with the Fremantle Football Club. But they got it done here in Tom Hawkins' 250th this afternoon. The men in the hoops by 27 points. Thanks to Warren Lilly. You heard it all on
K-Rock Footy.
Cats were looking to go forward, so Ronk comes in. He's hit that really, really well. He's kicked the first goal of the afternoon. And it's on too. He might have gone to rough up a few Cats. He's hit it pretty well. The ball will land in the square. Oh! That's a goal! Goal of the day contender, set shot arrangement from Tom Hawkins. And look at him get to him.
From the Swans, he kicks from right on 50. And that's going to be his first goal, I think, in the red and white. No, it's off the hands of the pack. Kick over the head. Wonderful. Outstanding. Simply stunning. Handball back to O'Riordan, tight against the boundary line. He kicks on his left to the wing. Guthrie front position. Hamlin hanger. Jordan Dawson.
35 out directly in front has kicked a much needed goal for the Cats. Better start for this second term. They get the Radicalia. He comes in and he has kicked the goal. We've reversed Mosdim successfully, K-Rock footy style. We said he was 100-1. In flight, it was 10s on.
Kick inside, forward 50, winning Radicalia. He got a nudge from Malikan, surely. He did. Free kick, umpire saw it. Advantage paid, and strolling in is Scott Selwood. Welcome back, Scoot. Four to the wing, broadcast side. A high kick inside, forward 50. Where's Radicalia? Where's Hawkins? He's Henry! Hamlin hanger contender, Jack Henry, the unlikely marking forward.
Out the back, Hawkins. Can he get a handle on it? This way, that way. Hawkins, round the corner, kicks goal of the day. He's got four. Game 250, Tom Hawkins.
Mills handball into space, but Myers took it. Jordan Clark snaps. Jordan Clark goals! Much needed as he curls it around the goalpost. Cats now out by 13. Duncan, 52 out from goal, sends it on its way. That's a wonderful hit. That's a wonderful goal from Mitch Duncan. A goal of the afternoon contender.
Plays on, he's going to get caught! Oh, he got wrapped up! The big savage batter got him! He got him like the Pong Su off the coast of Lawn.
Sends it inside 50. Heaney the fly had to play spoiler. Dawson, wonderful take, front of the pack. Step through one, step through two, step through three, and kicked one of the goals of the year. That is outstanding from Jordan Dawson. Deserves a handful, steps out, left foot, snap, goal. He's got five in 250, and the Cats lead by 23. It's off the hands of Stewart. He went looking for Guthrie with a handball and missed him entirely. Kennedy, Heaney, tight angle, banana! Contender.
Seal the deal for his team. He comes in. He's hit that really, really well. Top of the square, Clark! Hamlin, hanger contender from Clark. Who's there? Blitzafter's work forward. The ball will sit free. Will he handball back? He does to Atkins. Atkins will bob. He'll bob. He'll dazzle. He'll razzle. He'll kick a goal from the top of the square. He sold some candy. It was a Willy Wonka sort of arrangement. And on the stroke of the final siren, the Cats get the chocolates. And they win by 27 points.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.